Happy New Year's, everybody! What's your New Year's resolution for this year? Can I tell you something? It's not gonna work. I'm not trying to be negative or anything, but let's be honest. How much effort did you put, how much thought did you put towards it? And most importantly, are you excited about it? I'm telling you right now, if you're not excited about your New Year's resolution, let alone the new year, there's a good chance that whatever resolution you jotted down or you're thinking about, it's not going to work. Well, how do you make it work? Well, let me tell you. Let me tell you right now. All right, now that that is out of the way, thank you guys so much for stopping on by. I am your host, OD, and this is Life Advice That Is Good For Life, where I go to pick up my wife from work. So technically, yes, I am driving and I am recording this at the same time. Dangerous, you bet your sweet cheeks it is, but good thing I have good coordination and I'm somewhat whatever you call that quality where you can do multiple things at the same time with using different hands. So I can use my left and my right hand. That's what I'm trying to say. Ambidextrous or whatever. I don't know if that's the right word, but regardless, welcome. Thank you so much for stopping on by. So, New Year's resolutions. You may have jotted one down and kind of showed you some tough love in the beginning of this by saying it's not going to work out. And the main thing that I've noticed is that the reason that New Year's resolutions or any other things really, there's really two sides of the coin to it. One of which I believe in more than the other. And one of them is this. One of them is if you're not excited about what you wrote down to have a resolution about, you're not going to follow through and you're not going to do what it takes in order to get to your end resolution. And the reason for that is I kind of thought of it this way. Do you remember, I don't know if any of you ever went through this, but do you remember when you were a kid and maybe you got like a Nintendo system, like the very old ones, for Christmas or your birthday or something or whatever, and you got it and you have it and you want to play with it every waking minute that you have or that you want to play with it, and so you go to bed early, whatever, and you wake up super early, earlier than you would normally, but all because you're excited to wake up and play this video game. I'll give you another example. What if, you know, your parents told you, hey, tomorrow we're going to Disneyland at this time, so make sure you go to bed early, so because we're heading out early. And what do you end up doing? You end up going to bed earlier than you usually do, and you end up waking up earlier than you usually do. Why? Because you're excited that you're about to go to freaking Disneyland. I'd be excited too if Disneyland wasn't so overrated and overpriced. Nevertheless, what I'm trying to get at is you got to set up resolutions that you're going to be excited about. That you're going to want to wake up in the morning and be like, you know what? Yes, I get to do this, not I have to do this. Big difference. And so that's really the kind of the paradigm shift or whatever you call it. The shift pretty much is that. Think of it that way. Like you're excited. You're like a kid excited, ready to go to Disneyland the next morning. And the flip side, the other side that I usually believe more than that is, me personally, I mentioned this before, I believe, I had a porn addiction and couldn't shake it for the life of me. And then I gave my life to Jesus Christ and he took that away from me 100%. It was nothing that I did. It was all that he did. So
it could also be a spiritual thing.